This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidyadevi Bhandari inaugurates water distribution from Melamchi project in Kathmandu. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs subordinate bodies to complete the work of subsidiary projects of Melamchi within 3 years. Communication and Information Technology Minister Parbat Gurung suggests formulating strategic plan for keeping Radio Nepal's glory intact. And at least 54 people killed in Taiwan train accident. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has inaugurated the water distribution from the Melamchi project in Kathmandu. Addressing the inaugural function yesterday, President Bhandari said the project would not only supply drinking water in the Kathmandu Valley but also contribute to environment conservation. She also stressed on the need of the project's successful implementation and proper maintenance for reaping maximum benefits from it. On the occasion, President Bhandari urged the experts and academic institutions to research and explore ideas for sustainable use and conservation of water resources. Also addressing the program, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli said, despite all the odds created by the coronavirus pandemic, the government had been able to excel the development works. He said only with the relentless work from the government, the Melamchi project had become successfully completed. Meanwhile, he also directed the subordinate bodies to complete the remaining work of subsidiary projects of the Melamchi project to ensure water from the Yangri and Larke rivers to the Kathmandu Valley. Touching the political issues, the Prime Minister said the reinstated House of Representatives was not able to work properly due to petty interest of some leaders. Prime Minister Oli claimed that he dissolved the House as it obstructed the government's work and blamed that even the reinstated House had been obstructing the government's works. Radio Nepal yesterday marked its 71st anniversary organizing various programs. Radio Nepal was established in 2007 Bikram Samvat on Chaitra 20 after declaration of democracy in Nepal. Addressing a program organized at its central office at Singhadarbar yesterday, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Parbat Gurung emphasized on Radio Nepal formulating concrete strategies to keep its glory intact, applauding the roles played by Radio Nepal in the process of institutionalizing democracy in Nepal. Minister Gurung said it should be developed as a research institution. He also informed that all the government mass media would be transformed into a public service broadcasting organization soon. Similarly, Secretary at the Communication Ministry and Chairperson of Radio Broadcasting Service Development Committee, Hari Prasad Bashyal, appreciated Radio Nepal's role in enriching Nepal's diversity and social harmony, stressing the need for enhancing employees' capacity and skills. Secretary Bashyal said Radio Nepal should work for its institutional development and service quality enhancement. Also addressing the function, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said Radio Nepal was expanding its services and reach all over the country. Executive Director Casey informed that Radio Nepal had focused on developing current affairs program and improving broadcasting and managerial aspects, strengthening its capacity. On the occasion, senior singers and musicians Prem Dhoj Pradhan and Jeevan Sharma were honored with appreciation letters and 51,000 rupees for their contribution to the music sector of Nepal. Likewise, Radio Nepal's employees who accomplished their 25 years of service in the organizations were also honored. Lawmakers have suggested finding a long-term solution to the problems seen in the communication sector in rural areas by carrying out a thorough study. Speaking at an interaction program organized by the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology yesterday, the lawmakers stressed on the need of government's plan for expanding internet services to every village. Meanwhile, some 2.5 million people in Nepal have access to internet facility. Citing the data for the past 7 months of the current fiscal year, the Nepal Telecommunications Authority says over 254,000 people of Nepal, majority of whom are mobile users, have access to internet facility. In the month of mid-January to mid-February, more than 600,000 new internet users were added in the network. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 179 new coronavirus infection cases and 111 recoveries yesterday. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 277,600 infected people, more than 272,900 recovered from the virus infection. The ministry did not report any corona-related death yesterday. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Parbat Gurung has informed that the cabinet meeting has announced 400,000 rupees to each player of Nepali men football team that won the title of the Three Nations Cup Football Championship. Nepal won the title of the Three Nations Cup Football Championship by defeating Bangladesh 2-1 in the final match held at Dasarath Stadium on Monday. Minister Gurung also shared that the cabinet has approved the amended regulation of Radio Broadcasting Service Development Committee, Radio Nepal. The Consulate General of Nepal in New York has received 3 lost Nepali antiquities from the New York County District Attorney's Office in New York. On behalf of the Government of Nepal, Acting Consul General Bisnu Prasad Gautam and District Attorney of New York County Cyrus Vance Jr. signed an agreement to establish the recovery, handover and repatriation of the antiquities to Nepal. The antiquities include a wooden carving of Apsara from the 13th century, an idol of Lord Buddha from 14th century, an idol of Lord Ganesh from the 15th century. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखेबो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 50 people have been killed and dozens more injured after a train carrying nearly 500 people crashed and then derailed in a tunnel in Taiwan. The eight-carriage train reportedly hit a construction vehicle that had slipped onto the tracks at the tunnel's mouth. Rescuers combed badly damaged carriages inside the tunnel to find survivors, some of whom smashed windows to flee. The train from the capital Taipei to Taichung was carrying people traveling for a long weekend annual holiday. Many people may have been standing because the train was so full. Friday's crash in Taiwan's most bad rail disaster in decades. The chief minister of the western Indian state of Maharashtra has warned a full lockdown could be imposed unless COVID-19 cases began to fall. Uddhav Thackeray said people were failing to take precautions and warned the state's health system could become inadequate within weeks. Maharashtra recorded at least 47,828 cases on Friday. The same day, India reported 81,466 new cases and 469 deaths, the highest daily spike since December. In a televised address, Thackeray warned of a complete lockdown in the next couple of days if things remain the same. He added some people were getting COVID-19 after being vaccinated because they had stopped wearing masks. Last Sunday, he asked officials to prepare a plan to impose a lockdown and said people were not following safety rules. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of province number 1 and Gandaki province, along with partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.5 degrees Celsius and minimum of 9.6 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. President Vidya Devi Bhandari inaugurates water distribution from Melamji project in Kathmandu. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs subordinate bodies to complete the work of subsidiary projects of Melamji within 3 years. Communication and Information Technology Minister Parbat Gurung suggests formulating strategic plans for keeping Radio Nepal's glory intact and at least 54 people killed in Taiwan train accident. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.